First reading is short, and we know it's just the account, the definitive account of the breakup between North and South, which is still there. Now it's one country, right? But the Samaritans in the North are not really happy to this day. The gospel, see, Jesus, this is where you can help your minds if you have something with you when you're doing this. Jesus left the district of Tyre. Where's Tyre? It's on the coast, right? Coast of Lebanon. So he's up there. He's not even in Israel right now. Why? To preach. And he went by way of Sidon, which is over here, like down to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. Where's the Decapolis? I'm not trying to make your morning uneasy. I'm just trying to see, you know, use your head. Have a map there. Decapolis means the 10 cities. If you look at Israel and then look northeast, up here, all this area is called, it's not Israel. It's called the Decapolis, the place of the 10 cities, you see. And they brought to him a deaf man. Now, he's not a Jew, who had a speech impediment. I'm not going to do this very word of this thing, but he's called, it's translated speech impediment. The word is mogilalon. But this is so interesting. The prophet Isaiah, I think it's chapter 45, but I've forgotten now. In the Greek translation of that, there's this promise that the mogilalon will speak. Now you see, so Mark puts that word, he could have said something else. But why does he put mogilalon? Because now it's being fulfilled, that the mogilalon will speak. You see? And they begged him to lay his hand on him. Now he took him off by himself away from the crowd. Why? He's not one of these traveling healers, you know what I mean? He's the Son of God. So he put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Why? Probably to stir up the man's faith. I mean, all that Jesus has to do is say, listen, hear well and speak well, and it's over. Why does he do this, you see? Another reason is because he heals us by entering into our human dimension. See how far it goes? And so that's why. He looked up to heaven and groaned. Why did he groan? It cost him. It cost him to heal. Would it have to? No. But it cost him to save us. Theoretically, he could have just said, everybody's healed, everybody's forgiven, I'm going back to heaven, see ya. But that's not what he did. He got right into the very midst of all our misery, suffered it sometimes worse than we do, and then rose from the dead and healed us all. Immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. Now he could hear the truth and speak it. You see? Jesus said, ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, he has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. And the fulfillment of that, right here. We can hear the word and speak it. bring people to Christ. That's the whole purpose of these Tuesday nights or whatever night that is, isn't it? Well, who's opening our ears and opening our mouth? Are we doing it by ourselves? Might as well quit. Yeah. All right, but I'm just trying to point out there's levels to these things. And if you're not curious and aggressive when you're reading them, you'll just read, oh, I'm pretty glad that guy got healed, and go on. But you see, well, where is he? District of Tyre, the region of, you know. And he went there by the Sea of Galilee. You can have a map there and look into the Decapolis. The Decapolis is, as I say, that whole area northeast of Israel. 10 cities, all. It's like saying he went to Las Vegas. But you don't know that either unless you look up Decapolis, you know. It's a wild place, as is the other place where Jesus went and healed that guy. Remember with the swine and all that? Whatever the name of that town was famous. That would be like Las Vegas. You can still go there and see it laid out. It was a Roman colony, and they always made the main streets north, south. I mean, the double main street, the main street north, south, and a main street east, west, and they cross at the center of the city. And that's still there. You can see that. But that's that other fella, remember? And he told the demons they could go into the pigs, remember? And everybody got freaked out. And they said, oh, we don't know who you are, but please get out of here. Well, we lost, you know, a couple of $1,000 worth of pigs. I just decided to stop and sort of, you know, because the wonder of this, we're talking about God among us. God among us. Why does he have to do all that? You know, groan, put his fingers in. Why does he have to do that? He's God. Be healed. Done. Right? Why does he do that? So that he gets into our human dimension. And in that human dimension, it costs him.